So a long time ago, we had decided to take our recording and do a remote so that way we could give you, the listeners, weekly episodes. And it was going really good for a while. But right now, we are all together in the room again in a studio way up in the mountains of West Virginia. And the next, I don't know, 10, 15 episodes or something like that, we will be recording here.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
We are having a little men's retreat in order to get a whole bunch of episodes in the bank, and we just deserved it, honestly.
Yeah, actually, they took me at gunpoint. I'm not here willingly.
We even stole John. His whole computer and a monitor.
I mean, he literally can't get out of his chair.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. He actually can't. He's very trapped in there.
I'm in the fuck cave.
So we packed all of our stuff up, brought out the old recording equipment, and we came up here to a cabin, and we're just going to record all weekend.
I'm so fucking happy to be here.
Yeah, this is great.
We're not sleeping.
Nope, no, we're not.
Oh, no, we're going till 4 in the morning, baby.
And then we're going to sleep for an hour, and then we're going to record some more. So,
dude, sniffing salts are great if you get sleepy.
What was funny was I went and I picked up John, and then as we're driving away, I was like, we have a laptop, right? And John looked at me like he was going to kill me.
It has been known for a very long time that I don't own a laptop. I figured there was...
Someone should have put it in the spreadsheet of things to bring. Extra John laptop.
So I had to break down my entire home rig, and now my tower is sitting in a cabin in the, in the fucking mountains.
And when he first plugged it in, it also made a noise he'd never heard before for a while.
It's probably the ghost in this place.
A little concerning.
It was getting used to West Virginia.
Yeah, so it was it was funny. So John, if I hear you playing Marvel Rivals over there, I'm also going to download Marvel Rivals and play it in the middle of a match. But
yeah, let's do it.
That what we're doing now?
Yeah.
All that bullshit about 5 to 10 episodes. It's just,
no.
It's done. I'm just going to play Marvel Rivals.
I'm going to play Marvel Rivals. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you guys still here?
Wait, we're not allowed to play.
Was I supposed to bring my rig?
That'd be if you wanted to.
I could have.
You could have.
I was looking at it and I was like, maybe I should bring my rig too. John's bringing his rig.
I mean, we're lucky we have enough working computers because everything. I messed up everything. I didn't bring my mic. My computer power cord didn't work.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
It would not be a in-person recording with us if we didn't just like completely forget something or a piece of tech breaks or something like that. And there's cables all over the fucking place. It's a mess. But we're here and we are recording. And that is the point. So I gotta say, on the way up here, driving through the mountains of West Virginia was very different, because we live in a very flat area, and the mountains here were a change for me. And boy, you love seeing that sign that just says "Falling Rocks, Danger." As you're coming up the mountain,
that's how you know it's authentic.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we might just die.
I've driven in the mountains a lot. I was a Boy Scout. I came up here all the time.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever got motion sickness in a car. The
wavy ass
in
roads.
The back seat of your car.
Like, yeah.
Those roads were up and down and all windy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was also one of those things that, like, because the hills are like so steep that like you would see a car coming and then you would just be blinded for like a second because the high beams that they constantly have were just like. In my eyes, and I was like, oh, hope I don't die.
And there was like 4 deer in every house front yard that we passed.
Yeah.
I think at one point we got air.
Yeah.
It felt like that.
Oh, yeah, it's like the hump in the road. You're just like going up, and you're like, oh, that's an incline now. Whoop, okay. Whoop. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You know, having loved that as a kid, and now having kids, and they love that.
Oh, yeah.
So satisfying.
Yeah. God, I'm just really excited to get into it here. If you were to describe what we do to any of the locals up here, like what we're doing tonight, how exactly would you describe what we do? Because when I was trying to describe what my little like guys trip was, I was like, I'm playing pretend and drinking beer. That's about the way that I can describe it.
I didn't describe it to my coworkers. They were like, "Where are you going?" It's like, "Oh yeah, my family's getting a cabin." Because I work with a bunch of boomers who are really judgmental. So I'm like, I'm not even trying.
I really want to message the Airbnb host because in the like application for the cabin, it was like, "What are you guys going? Well, like, what are you gonna do?" And I was like, "We're gonna play Pathfinder." I might have put Dungeons and Dragons. I'm like, you ever heard that one before?
Yeah. I think it's a witch's coven in there.
No, I told one of my coworkers today that I was going up to go be in a cabin. We're gonna play Pathfinder. He was like, "I think you told me that's like D&D, right?" And I was like, "Yep,
yeah, he's getting it. Got it." Next week,
he was like, "What's the difference between D&D and Pathfinder?" I was like, "It's funny because." Like, I work in finance, so I just do nothing but spreadsheets. And I was like, well, it's kind of like D&D for spreadsheet nerds.
Yep.
Just a little more crunchy, a little more rules. D&D's a little more free will and do whatever you want.
Yep.
Your dick's in the wind.
He was like, "That sounds right up your alley."
Like, wow, that's just you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me show you this spreadsheet that tells you how it's different.
just hold up a bunch of numbers on this giant sheet. Makes no sense. Like, look at my character. Isn't he beautiful?
I mean, for some people, that might be something. They're like, "Oh shit, I get that. Like, I understand now."
Yep.
I was like, my coworkers, they know a little bit, but they're just like, "So what are you doing?" I'm just like, "Oh, playing like Pathfinder and just doing nerd shit." And they're like, "Huh? All right, have fun." Just like, "All right,
you fucking weirdo."
Yeah, I know. Even though they're like even more superior nerd of like Star Wars nerds and stuff like that, and they're like, "Okay, D&D, Pathfinder, whatever." Like, get out of here.
Yeah, but we didn't come out to a cabin in the woods to go camping or shoot guns or fishing or golfing.
The night's young.
Yeah, we can still go do that.
Yeah. I'm open to it.
Come on, it's not even midnight yet, all right?
Thank you all for vamping, because I was able to log into my Google account on Path Builder, which is a very lengthy process, so hats off to you all.
Tim is indeed here.
Like, why is Tim so quiet?
Sweat is just pouring down his face right now.
I know. I was like, God. I hope I saved it on the drive. Opens characters, options, Grimshaw. Woo!
Oh, yes. Level 7. I'm like, oh, shit.
This room that we are in is getting a lot warmer than the rest of the house, and I'm sandwiched between two computers blowing hot air on me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am going to take my shirt off at some point during this.
Oh, Mark. I mean, you did say you only brought, like, see-through clothing or something?
Yeah, mesh clothing.
Yeah, mesh. All mesh clothing. All mesh.
I joked that I only packed my little fanny pack, and I put nothing but mesh clothing in.
Well, you know what you can do is you just go outside into the, you know, 15-degree weather for a moment.
It's a bit saturate. It's a bit nipply out there.
Well, the situation you guys were in was getting pretty hot, actually, because you guys were steamrolling the rest of this encounter.
I thought you were going to say nipply.
It's not as nipply as some people might like. So we ended the last episode with a fight brewing about a certain square.
The square squabble.
That Timmy could have swore he could have... he could have stepped in. And then Kelly said, "Can I shoot a spell through that square?"
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. You cannot shoot a spell through the square.
Man, you could have made one of us really angry.
I know.
So, and instead, but... you made one of us really okay. I think I'm just fine, actually.
It really mellowed out the whole thing.
I mean, I don't think I had a backup plan if you said no.
Kelly's about to toss gloves and start throwing hands. This is the gold of in-person recording. Oh, he's standing up now.
Get over here.
Sit down.
Does anybody remember if I moved yet?
That's a great question.
Also, does anyone remember who borrowed the computer that's controlling the background music?
Oh, yeah, that's me. I got a lot going on over here.
So, the square there is not allowing you to shoot a spell at the Scarlet Triad Sniper.
Yeah. All right, well... I'm going to say I didn't move. You need on pause foundry.
Oh, sorry.
You could shoot Grimshaw in the back.
So I just won't shoot the lightning bolt past Grimshaw. I'll just shoot Grimshaw and nobody else.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that makes sense to me. I knew this day would come. I just didn't think he'd be in the middle of a fight.
Benson screams, "Put him down like the dog he is, Kezra!"
All right, so I'm gonna hit him with an electric arcs.
All right.
So reflex save.
Reflex save on triad member number one.
I think I actually might have passed this one.
Wait, hold on. So I don't have light. I have line of sight here, right? Yeah, okay. I do. Yeah.
You don't have to roll for that.
So the first sniper, 25, horrible roll.
Wow. Fail.
Second one, this is the one that has a bunch of stuff on her, I believe. Okay, she's sickened and everything. So that is gonna be. Oh my gosh. Oh, actually, did okay on this one. So it's going to be a 33.
Success. So okay. 16 and 8.
Okay. 16 points and 8 on the other one. All right. And that is the end of your turn then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. After that, Sir Benson.
Sir Benson will spin around and swing his hammer, because it is still a hammer. At the second sniper.
Okay.
Natural 2. Ooh. Off to a great start.
Yeah, even second 3 doesn't bring it that low for you.
And second swing. Fuck you. I will intimidate the one behind me.
Okay. The not second one?
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have frightened her already.
You can also step to get out of flanking.
I'll do that.
Or you could stay in flanking so I could flank with the other one. You're a paladin. Take the hit. You don't need it.
Hey, John.
You don't need blood in your veins.
Hey, John, play your character. How about that?
Have I intimidated the second one?
You've not. I do not believe that you did that
then one. Then I will do that.
Okay.
15 on the die. It's definitely a success. I just have to pull up my sheet because this is being a little slow.
Yep. So I have the will DC here.
Isn't your intimidated like plus 20?
Yeah.
God.
21.
Yeah. No.
Plus 21.
So. 36.
Yep.
Jeez.
Okay, so that is going to be. That's good. Critical then.
Yes!
All right, so frightened 2 on her then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jeez.
See, aren't you glad I didn't move?
I am. Because that archer's going to be in a whole world of hurt soon.
Yep.
Just like me.
Oh. If Grimshaw could take care of him. Care of that one, the sick one at least.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting too frightened. There's frightened. Okay, frightened 2 for her. And then it comes to Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going to move behind the one that is sickened and frightened and now being flanked.
Okay.
And I, you know, because we're in person, I'm feeling a little sentimental. And I brought out the OG hand poured dice Y that has the fiery fist.
Yep, I have that too.
Those are my only D20s that I use other than my green one.
Really?
They work.
Whoa. So, shout out to you, Dice-A-Y. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're still listening to the pod. Actually, I don't know if you ever listened to the pod, but... anyway, this one's for you.
We take these.
And I can't read the number from here. Hopefully with all the minuses, a 30 hits.
A 30 against her. Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah. Oh, terrible roll. Oh, actually, it was not bad. 15 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
And that was just a move and a swipe.
Yep.
I still have one more action. You know, I'm feeling lucky. Ah!
So you drop everything.
I know. It's been a while since we've been in person. Usually I drop dice and no one's around to see it.
He's not used to the glare from me as I'm as he's making his rolls. Oh God.
Okay.
Was that
So I was feeling sentimental again, so I rolled the next Dice-O-Eye dice.
Uh-huh.
And this is like years later after they like had basically perfected their pour. And I just got a freaking nat 20 on that.
Woo! Dang it. See if she lives.
Holy!
It's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful.
Let's hear the crit.
Is it piercing or bludgeoning?
Ooh.
Which one's better?
I like making him choose.
I know. What I need to do is I need Mark to give me hints.
I'll give you a hint. Both of them suck.
Oh.
That's even...
But they're both double damage.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Double damage. Let's guess I'll do piercing.
Nailed in place. As the bow critical specialization effect, if this is a melee weapon, you must drop the weapon to gain the effect. If the attack already has the effect, the athletics check to pull free is 20 instead of 10.
Oh.
Well, so, I'm not going to drop my weapon.
So okay. Nothing. You get
so
double damage.
But right. Double damage.
Good for you.
All right, so you stab her in the foot and then take it back out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
The other one was deafened.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean.
If you hold that for a caster, that would be good.
Yeah. 26 points of piercing.
Okay.
Man. That 20 on the dice
a lot. All right. Let's go back to the top of the round. This is round 10. Been a whole minute.
There's a lot of dead bodies for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. The sniper that is barely hanging on at this point. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's...
Oh, wait. Actually, can you take an extra 2 points of damage because of my death drink?
And she's dead.
No, she's not. She's going to try to help her sister. She's going to just aid. That's all she can do. She doesn't have a weapon.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Her pick is bent. It's broken.
Jeez.
So she's going to just use her turn to try to aid. So the one that still has her weapon is going to strike out at Benson 3 times. So.
Checks out.
Pick is going out. That is going to be... God, it's 24 to hit.
Nope.
No, yeah.
Don't even bother bring my shield up. Just bounces off my shoulder.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even with the aid, that would not do it. Next attack. It's going to be... 31.
No.
32. I know that's still a... Oh, wait. It'd be a 32, and you're flanked. So that would make you off guard. Does that bring it down to 32?
That does bring it down to exactly 32.
Got it.
Even with your... Well... Oh,
with my shield up, my AC is 34.
Right.
All right. So, D6 of damage.
You didn't use the 8 for both attacks.
No. It's going to be...
Jeez.
15 points of piercing.
All right.
Liberating step. Trying something new.
keep trying.
Keep trying.
Is this really placed at demo bits?
The cabin is what we
remind
learned.
Me how much that takes off.
So 13 off, so only 2.
Damn.
All right, and then last attack. Wild swing, not bad. No, 28. Unfortunately, a miss.
Wow, that whole turn and only 2 points of damage.
Dude, having 2 paladins is broken.
Yeah, feels that way.
2 champs meta.
Elkwood Grim.
Okay, so Elk actually, if you were saying that Kezra couldn't fire a spell from this angle, then there's no way he could shoot an arrow
nope.
and hit, so... He is instead going to, because I believe he did last time hunt prey on this one?
Yeah, the one closest to you.
Yes.
Yep. So left side of Benson, closer to you both in the hallway.
So he's going to take 2 move actions to move close, because why not get benefits off of paladins that are right there?
Yep.
Good move.
And he's going to quick draw the star knife.
Okay.
Just because. and just try to shank her. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have. Not bad. 15 on the die, so that's a 36.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. All right, now, now a question. Do I want to use a dice roller for this?
so many D8s.
I mean, two D8s plus D4s. God, I hate rolling D4s, but might as well, because I, you know, brought my little dice towers that I decide to make when I'm bored.
Yeah, Mark came with, like, five dice rollers.
Something like that.
So my son has this little, like, toy track where little cars roll down, and I found out that if you drop a dice in it, it does roll all the way down. I highly
it's like steep enough that it gets going.
Yeah. Highly considered bringing it. And it's like, it's a two track. So if you're rolling damage, you could roll two at once.
There it is.
Man, maybe I will bring that.
Like, this is a great idea.
All right. Ooh.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's not bad. I'm like, I have to do damage because like I'm four mem and I'm trying to remember how much plus six. That's right. Yeah, for proficiencies.
Right.
Oh, so yeah. 7, 5, 12, 16, 17, 17 plus 6, so that's what, 20? 23. 23. So 23 points of damage.
23 points of damage.
He just rolls up with the star knife and just stabs her.
Okay. And that's the end of your turn there?
That's all actions.
Okay. Kezra.
I still think we got this in hand. I'm just going to keep crackling lightning.
Okay.
A little extra crack. Reflex saves.
Okay.
Well, that one's sick and frightened, too, so.
Yeah.
Peck him down.
The first one gets a 29.
That's a success.
Success, okay.
Exactly.
Second one, this is the one that's sickened and frightened and all that. Natural 20 on that one.
Oh, you bitch. I rolled 19 that time, so... Nine.
All right, nine on the first one. Anything else?
I'm just gonna call up my shield.
Okay.
No.
Oop.
I'm going to intimidate the other one. I need my shield.
All right. I think that they were they were both intimidated by Benson, so you could still
they're
do it.
To, yeah, they're immune to Benson, but not to me.
Yeah.
They're immune to Benson intimidation.
You can't be scared of Benson anymore. It's against physics. Damn it! World shitting. 21. I actually have a good intimidation.
Yep. Nope. No scare there. Benson, your turn.
Benson, which one looks more fucked up?
The one to the right that is flanked by you and Grimshaw.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take that.
He's teetering would be a good word for this.
Benson, strike true.
With a natural 15, I believe I will be striking true.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Do 15, 21, 36. Yep.
You have to hit. Roll damage. You got a pretty good chance of taking her out.
Alrighty. Come on. That is 17 points bludgeoning damage.
Describe your kill.
Yes. So, Benson's been fighting these two for a minute now, for a little bit. And he has just been taking shot after shot, but he's been giving as good as he's getting. And just right after Grimshaw moves behind, she, like, looks around, about to, like, take on Grimshaw, and Benson just buries the head of his hammer in the back of her head.
No, my sister!
You're next, bitch!
How dare you!
Well, now I feel bad.
Where are you... That's what we ask. Where are you from, exactly? Because your accent keeps changing.
Are they, like, Swedish elves? I don't know.
All right. That was...
The triad. They have multiple identities, Benson.
There's passport everywhere.
As the one falls, you see like three passports drop out.
All different names.
Look, currency in five different countries.
All right. That was it your first attack there?
Yeah, that was. So I'll turn around and attack the other one.
Do the other one.
It's probably not going to hit with a six on the die. Does a 22 hit?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's a critical fail too, so she laughs at you.
I did just kill her sister right in front of her. So. And we'll just swing for the fences. Natural 19.
Okay, for a total
31.
31. Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
These are.
Yeah, they're
that, they have a pretty high AC. So.
Yeah.
Bet if I had intimidated her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is your fault.
I mean, what is it not?
That's what I'm saying.
Grimshaw.
Speaking of faults, Kelly, would you mind right-clicking the Foundry tab that you're, or not, yeah, the Foundry tab you're in and do mute sight, because the computer is picking up when anyone rolls on the website. That's the ping that we hear. That.
Yep.
Wait, what do I click?
So right-click on the tab that says Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
Oh, mute tab. Be, okay.
Yeah, yep. Mute tab.
Didn't know you could do that.
I just do self-roll.
Congrats!
I don't know.
Well, sometimes we like to show other people our rules.
I am going to slide to the left.
Crisscross.
Crisscross. Criss and I just bring down my Morningstar.
This elf lady's about to have a bad day.
We walk over, and then you do crisscross with your feet, and then you hit her with the Morningstar.
Everybody smash her head. 28.
Miss, yeah. Yep.
I'm going to switch up my tactics then, and I'm going to reach out with a hand spiraling with dark void energy, and I'm going to void warp her flesh. Give me a fortuitous save.
Okay. The fortuitous juicy save. Natural 20.
Wait, did you move and then attack? Can't void warp.
You're right, I can't. So I didn't do that.
All right, I'll pocket that natural 20 for later.
Trying to no, get four actions in there.
You don't get to pocket that at 20. Instead, I'm going to pray.
All right.
I think your character's broke as shit.
Don't you know that, like, twice per day I could just have an extra... Actually, that is something I could take is getting an extra action.
Oh, with the worm?
Yeah, with the worm.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty sick, but yeah. I haven't taken that one because there's a serious drawback.
Oh.
When you borrow from time, time borrows back. That's what I learned from Sabrina the Teenage Witch recently.
Every time you use it, you get addicted to heroin.
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
So instead, I'm going to use battle prayer.
All right.
And I'm going to use my religion.
To pray her away.
To pray her away. Or I'm just going to pray that Milani just, like, consumes her flesh or something. Milani. Wait, why is my religion check lower than I remember? I thought it was a 21. I guess it's only 19. All right.
Milani's been punishing you for your terrible battle prayers.
Like, why are you asking me to melt the flesh off people, dude? Come on.
I don't do that.
I'm about liberation. What are you talking about?
She actually might do that because that's a 36 against your will DC.
Oh, yeah, that's a success, my friend.
Not a super sick. Okay.
Would have been if she was frightened.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Okay.
5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. Okay. After Grimshaw, it comes to top of the round. Wow, that last round went quick. The Scarlet Tribe member here, Oakwood, looks like a real juicy elf.
What?
Just going to.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
He does squats.
I am built like. I really have to think of a very lean.
You were
lean hunk of meat.
As you stumbled over, she caught a glimpse of your juicy ass. She was like.
Elf looks like he's got the dick of a horse on him.
Ass for days.
Literally says juicy on his ass.
Yes. Bedazzled.
Juicy sweatpants.
I mean, it was... it was like, because he's wearing the scale armor from the Mwangi.
Right,
like, from
right.
That one. And so it was just like red scales.
Oh, yeah.
Spell out the word.
All right, so first attack was a miss with a 27. The second one was, however, a 31.
That hits exactly.
It's exactly what I thought.
And retributive strike. Which means
self.
That...
Oh, my God.
Which means both you guys get attacks.
That's right.
So don't worry about the damage because it's only 12. It was a very, very low roll.
So zero damage.
Yep.
Get him!
Now we all get strikes. Elkwood and I at -5.
We're gonna kill her.
Oh, beautiful.
Did you do the Just for Us, Jake?
What?
So that we could trigger our reactions for the first time.
We
Good God, Tim.
Just to let everybody know, Tim has a dice tray.
Something.
He missed.
Now you guys do have 30, to go with...
Negative 5, that's a 34 to hit. I rolled a 17 on die.
Okay, so, all right, so yeah, Elkid, you would go first. So what was your total?
34.
It's a hit, yep.
Beautiful.
Dang, with a minus 5, that's impressive.
Oh, I got a plus 17 to hit on with the map.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. 6, 3, 9, 10, 11, 15, 21 points of damage.
Okay. Still up. So next in this action would be Benson. What's your attack?
33
is a hit.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Welcome to the fucking blender, baby.
This is the blender.
She learned the wrong way.
Okay. What's the damage like today?
Damage looks like 17 points of bludgeoning again.
Okay. And Grimshaw.
28.
Miss.
That was my warning strike.
Get in the game, my god!
She's the last one alive, and you're like, that's my warning strike.
Bodies all around.
See, I also just like to think about like how it just happened. She went to hit Elkwood, the blow got deflected, and then immediately got stabbed twice. Like, stabbed and then hit with a hammer. All just right. Like, oh!
So she will, realizing she's caught in that fucking blender, we use her last action to take a step to the left. So she's now on the left side of Elkwood.
Oh no, she's flanking.
flanking.
Look at that.
Oh no!
With Grimshaw.
Look at that beautiful lightning bolt line, Kezra.
Yeah, you can do it.
The spray paint, like, melts off of Grimshaw's shield and you see it's a Scarlet Triad symbol.
You're like, no!
My time is now. I've been activated.
Wow, he really sold it.
I knew that backstory was bullshit.
Really waited until this battle was completely out of hand for himself to show his true colors.
Just looks at Grimshaw and goes rutabaga and his eyes change.
I've been activated.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Oh, damn. Alright. right. So, yeah, he's just going to keep swinging with the not the morning, sir. God,
that's not you.
That is not me.
He stole it.
Yeah, I did. 12 on die. Star knife. He's just shanking her. 12 plus 21, that's 31?
31 is a miss.
Wait, 12 plus 21, that's... 33. Yeah, god, math.
It's very late.
I should have just said, Tim?
That's what I do.
I know.
Alright, so get some damage.
It's not the highest damage, but... 8, well, I mean, look at all those 4s. What the hell? Let's see, we've got 12... 14, 20 points.
Okay.
Right there. First hit. He's going to swing again. Plus 17, so that's 32.
That's a hit.
Come on.
Except without the D8s. So pitiful with D4s, by god. Let's see. 11 points of damage.
Describe your kill.
Oh my god. Ooh, I was expecting that. Yeah, so he stabbed, like, you know, after the blender happens, it just, you know, stabs, she misses, and then he just stabs her twice. Like, it almost feels like a weird prison shank, almost. Like, where he's just like, because, like, you know, you think, 6 second rounds. You're just how fast you're swinging, and then just with the star knife, just bam, bam.
Yep.
Like, right to her chest and withdrawals.
The battle has ended.
Woo!
How you guys feeling?
Terrible, actually.
Yeah, Kezra, like, stumbles over to this fallen table and just starts pulling bolts out of him from, like, when he was in the hallway.
Right.
I think he got shot like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's in bad shape.
Yeah, Elk is at 41 health right now. So.
Whoa. I can divvy out lay on hands for each of you. That's 36.
Man, I'm at 96.
I mean, that's low for you.
Well, when you get attacked four times around and take, like, six damage.
All right. I'm up to half health. Yes.
You got any focus to burn?
I got one.
You got one.
Damage.
Might as well. I would say maybe use it on yourself, though, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea what's going on behind the curtain.
What is behind the curtain?
Kezra shoots a produce flame at the curtain.
What? Wait, no.
He does it. I don't care.
Brother. Kezra, what are you doing?
It's late. You can't stop him.
All right, so the curtain sort of singes. It looks like it's just made of good quality. But I will say this. What part does burn off from the initial like hit of the fire, you can see what looks like some smoke coming out, and it smells like a very good quality tobacco. You immediately get this waft of just like very expensive herbs and tobacco.
I didn't expect that.
We need to stay here. We need to stay put, Kezra. I'm still hurt. Look around you. Covered in bolts.
Not anymore. I'm fine. Can I roll a crafting check to decipher what type of tobacco?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I roll a lore dank tobacco?
Lore dank.
Lore dank.
Never say that tobacco is dank, you know?
It's gonna roll fours all day.
I know. What's your second one?
21.
21?
You're not sure what kind of tobacco or where it's from, but just it's extremely pungent. And so you think that whoever is smoking the tobacco back there probably has sourced it very well. Let me go back. Let me read the room here as well. This is obviously the poisoner's chamber, as you might have imagined from all the poisoners. This natural stone chamber is outfitted as an alchemical lab, with several tables, minus one, holding an array of powders, burners, and open bags of herbs. An empty iron cage hangs from the northwest ceiling. Exits lead out of this room from each direction. So I'll say that to the north is that curtain that has a small hole in it now. To the south is the gate that you know goes into the quarry. And to the east is where the snipers came from.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to go north or east?
I want to recover from the gashes on my body first.
Okay, as you do that.
Alright, I mean, like...
You want some healer's gloves?
I'd rather just burn our focus points, if we can recover them.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, is there a possible chance 10-minute rest?
I mean, at least a 10-minute.
We can attempt, so...
Yeah.
Kezra's going to look at all the stuff on the tables.
Alright.
See if there's anything cool.
Yeah. The tables in this room hold several poisons. I'll save you the fact that the one table is ruined.
they all slid off onto the ground perfectly.
Perfectly, yeah. All the pillows that were there. So you find what appears to be two doses of Addlebrain, which you know is what the Scarlet Triad was using to sedate prisoners. You also find four doses of some other kind of poison. Let me see. Wait, let me see all the different types here. You see three different types of poisons. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to do an alchemy check to identify them.
That's my cue.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we play a game.
Yes, and, if you will.
Oh! Ooh, 19 on the die for 36.
Yeah, well enough to know that you find two doses of giant wasp venom.
Mm.
You find a single dose of wyvern poison.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sick.
That's the good, that's I know the what good that does. Stuff.
Yeah. And a dose of lich dust.
Dope.
What?
What is that?
Kelly, if you want to look up lich dust. Yeah. I'll say that as you pick it up and you smell it, it smells a little bit like urine.
Lich dust?
Yeah.
Those bastards. I recognize that smell.
I didn't drink that much water that day.
Lich dust.
Yeah.
It's a ingested consumable poison. Dust salvaged from the remains of a destroyed lich has paralytic properties that make it a valuable poison. Saving throw DC 28, not bad, is a level 9 item. Onset is 10 minutes, max duration 6 minutes. Stage 1 is fatigued for a minute, stage 2 is 5d6 poison and fatigue for 1 minute. Stage 3 is 5d6 poison, fatigued, and paralyzed 1 minute.
Whoa.
Not bad.
So, you guys taking your 10 minutes after this?
Kind of varying.
It
was wyvern poison, lich dust, and what else?
Giant wasp venom.
Yep.
Giant wasp venom. And how many?
Two giant wasp, right?
Yeah, okay. Two giant wasp, one wyvern poison, and one lich dust.
Sure.
After the 10 minutes, Grimshaw, please make me a fortitude save.
Oh. Decline?
Nope. You cannot.
I don't know about this one, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
How about a 35?
Success.
Critical success.
you were hit with lich dust.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Dang. But yeah, you managed to shake that one off.
That's where like you wait the 10 minutes.
Yep. So are you guys waiting in here, or did you guys want to kind of explore? Because I'll say you guys can kind of walk if you want.
I think we should probably go check out the curtain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, one of the poisoners went that way. So
I need to pray and heal.
Yeah, I let's heal. I'm fine with staying here.
I was going to say this. You guys also have that hallway that the snipers came from.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a pretty defensible position, so we should just stay in here.
Okay.
Can you just like hand wave it, or
I mean, you wait 10 minutes.
We wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I want to wait like an hour.
You continue to wait 10 minutes, and more of that really, really nice tobacco just keeps flowing out of that room.
Guy's just lighting up back there.
He's nervous smoking now. So, he's
he knows he's about to die.
He's like, oh shit.
Hey, smoke him if you got him. You hear all that bloodshed back there? Like 8 poisoners just died.
Alright, so we waited another 10 minutes. You have... I don't think you spent your last 10 minutes. So you have two lay on hands at this point.
I'm good.
So we get.
What about Elkwood, Kezra?
All right. If I get another 36.
Yeah.
36.
Yeah. If I get another 36, I'm over. I'm in triple digits at least. So that's good.
You got one for me then, because I'll do one to Kezra.
Well, let's just do Elkwood. Another round of heal and see if Jake.
Well, Benson didn't spend his last, so he has 2 heals, and yeah. I have 1.
Okay,
so I can give you 1.
Yeah, I could use 1 more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how many did you get, Kez?
3.
You got, so a total of 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got healers.
You got 1, Elkwood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got healer's gloves if you want them.
That'll be good, since we can't use them in combat. I mean,
you can use healer gloves in combat.
Yeah, you can. Oh, okay.
It's just an action.
Yeah. Okay,
that's why I'm like, we save it for combat.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it without them.
Well, can we wait another 10 minutes?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to use my heal that I just got on
Guy
me.
In the back's like, hurry up, I'm running out of SIDS.
You just hear coughing, like, oh, God, I got to stop smoking these.
The dude's probably a badass, but he just listened to a bunch of dead people screaming to death.
Kelly, dead people can't scream.
Whoa. Unless they're a lich.
Good point.
Yeah, whoever that was just heard on the combat is just token up back there. Oh, okay, dude.
I'm too high for this shit.
Alright. I'm kind of doing the way of buffing. Oh, shit. How are we looking on spells?
Yeah, I'm almost full health, and I'm like 2 points away. And I have 0 focus points.
Okay.
What are you at, Mark?
I'm at... Why did you close? 117.
Okay.
So I'm in triple digits. That's pretty solid.
All right, I'm going to give Elk some invisibility.
Woo! Do we want to wait on that?
It's 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm naming like...
Okay, sure. It could be a giant
I just
want to
wait one more 10 minutes so that we have at least a pocket heal.
Because if we're going to get in combat again, you guys are rolling your eyes. But it's like, if we get in combat again, you're like, oh, I'm hurt. I'll be like, I don't have any heal spells for you. I lay on hands. Sure wish we waited another 10 minutes. You guys are like, hey, man, what do you keep going? It's like, well, we're going to die.
Jake's not going to kill us.
I mean, he might. That's what I'm saying. He hasn't killed us because we've gone into
every fight. We wait another 10 minutes, we go south.
Do we go south or north?
Or like I said, there's also east where the snipers came from.
Yeah.
I get that, but I mean,
we're not going south. South is back onto the quarry.
Yeah. It just leads to the quarry.
Yeah.
I
thought behind the curtain. Behind the curtain.
Because
curtain is north.
That's north.
What?
Binging here on the map. That goes to the curtain.
Oh, what?
I thought down here was the curtain.
No. Oh. No. That's the gate that goes out to the quarry.
Isn't that where the poisoner went?
No. She went north.
Oh, she went to the gate, but then she ran north into
I missed
the,
that completely.
There you go. It's okay.
I thought that was the curtain this whole time.
Maybe you should stop smoking those blunts.
It's been a long recording.
Just go look.
Kelly, put the bong down.
No!
What are you talking about?
All right. Do you guys want to go behind the curtain? Do you want to go east? Or where do you want to go?
I will see
the curtain.
The north, yes. Yes, definitely check out the curtain. Okay. But Elk will definitely, two things, take the invisibility and also check for traps.
Okay.
Yeah. The good idea.
Forgot about that we all got burned by acid.
Yep. Yep. No. 21.
That hallway looks fine. And I'll say this, you also saw that the poisoner ran past here, so.
Oh, that'd be funny as hell if she just, where am I going?
just set off her own trap.
I mean, she was blind.
All right, so you go up to the curtain and you can actually, like, peek in.
Yeah, I want to peek.
Because of the hole.
I'm a sneaky peek.
I will say that you look in and...
Oh, no. The wall.
Hold on, okay. So you sort of peek in invisibly. Several thick carpets and tapestries have been affected to the rough walls of this chamber, making it seem more like chambers of a rug merchant than a cave in a quarry. A velvet...
what?
Hold on.
Good reaction, I like this.
Yeah. What is this?
It's the hookah room.
It really is.
It's a room.
But it's surreal to me. I don't know why. It just feels weird.
A velvet divan or divan?
Divan.
Divan. Okay.
Divan.
Divan.
Duvet. Duvet.
That stands in the northwest corner next to a delicate table with small figurines atop a game board.
It's Pathfinder.
We've hit the second level, guys.
You see a guy sitting on the couch in front of this game board, and he is definitely just toking up with a massive pipe. And he looks like this.
Yep.
Cool.
Whoa. I saw him. I was like, what is this guy?
I want to be friends with this guy.
He looks like a Vudrani man. He has a very long, bushy beard, and he's wearing very, very nice vestments.
He looks straight out of the Temple of Doom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It does look like that. He looks very laid back just sitting there and just...
He's just been listening to us all talking, healing... Yeah. Ransacking the Alchemist Lab.
And you're like, wait 10 more minutes. No, man. He's just back there, just like,
what? Wait, I have to pray. I have to pray for 10 more minutes. Come on, guys.
And he's just toking up the whole time, just like,
I need focus points.
It's like, what are these focus points?
It's all right, man. I got these Cubans for another 10 minutes.
I mean, it's like the case of, like, I think it was, like, a Key and Peele sketch. It's just, like, where he's, like, going to a diner or something, and, like, a nuke goes off. And, like, he just goes, looks at his coffee, looks at the sugar packets, and just... Okay. Like,
pours way more in.
Yeah.
It's like, why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that's why I feel like this guy's
so,
going.
Yeah, like I said, this guy seems entirely unfazed. He's just staring at the game board in front of him. Just where? Sort of, like, absentmindedly.
Where is the poisoner in here?
As you peek in, you do not see a poisoner. I will say that you can't see to the east. The room clearly opens up more eastward, but you do not see any poisoner in this room.
So if I move up one more square...
That would be going through the curtain, so I will advise you not to do that, because that would clearly show that you were walking through a curtain.
I mean, like, is it a curtain that goes all the way down to the ground?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was a gust of wind. I don't know.
Is that the wind?
Skyrim guard this. Okay. Well, he peeked in.
Yeah, he's hotboxing the shit out of this place, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he'll return back. Just let him know that he's like, there's one guy in here, but...
Yeah, I'll say this, too. The room seems like, pretty dark. You can, like, see into it, but there's not much light in there.
Like, dim?
Yeah, there's like, one, like, faint torch, and it seems to just be, like, lightly illuminating, like, where he is, and that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. So, he'll go back and kind of whisper that, and goes, yeah, well, I was only able to see a little bit into that room, but there's one man in there. You say Vudrani, right?
Yeah, appears to be a Vudrani man.
He's Vudrani. Very, very stylish. But he seems to be quite kind of absent mentally. Like, he's just ignoring whatever, you know, the carnage, and just kind of waves, sees all the bodies.
Some bodies all around.
Yeah, he's just... He seems nonplussed about the whole situation.
Would you like me to go in?
I mean... Once you go in, then he'll definitely know, so...
I say we go.
Yes.
And you sneak in.
Yeah.
Make your way to the back.
Yes. I will do a wide open of the curtain, and as I do that, you can sneak under.
And I will pray.
Pray, Benani.
You're starting to sound like a broken record here.
I will.
Milani. Why?
All right, so that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do, like...
Benson makes a very wide open of the curtain to let Elk get in.
Okay.
As Benson also walks.
Yeah, I got you. Yep. Okay. You walk in, and you guys can all, you know, file into this room. So as you guys walk in, he goes, "So strange." He's played by John Delancey, by the way. Q from Star Trek. So strange. I can't find a way to win this little match. Do you see any path to victory here?
What game are you playing?
It's an old game. A game of war, of combat. Some call it Pathfinder. Sorry, had to.
title screen.
He said the name of the thing.
I mean, it's like, yes, playing game. Age of Ashes.
Poor Sap's playing Pathfinder by himself.
Nobody else has Warhammer minis to play with.
It's just Jed.
It's so funny. Jed told me that he doesn't have much of a commute anymore, so he has not been listening. So I don't know when he's going to hear that burn. But
years down the road, his children are grown in college. Jed in a corner by himself, listening to the Dragon Punch Squad.
While he's pushing minis by himself on a map.
Painting. Slowly.
How do I win?
Leopard Jet.
And then Benson Single shows team. Up and plunges a sword in his chest. That's how you're going to die, Jed.
Last time I saw Jed, he was complaining about how he had painted all of his minis. And he had almost none left to paint.
Wait. If he's painting minis, why doesn't he listen to podcasts while he paints?
He probably listens to music. Question.
Maybe he just doesn't like us anymore.
Oh,
I'd agree with that.
Not our number one fan. Tim looks so sad.
I'm very sad, actually. You know, when days were tough, I could always count on Jed sending a little message in the group chat.
Jed, I'll make you an old fashioned. Come on, guys, come back here.
It doesn't give a name. It's pretty much chess. The pieces are definitely like individual. They have individual like roles, and there appears to be a rule set kind of like chess.
Could I roll a knowledge society to see if I can find a path to victory?
Sure.
Actually, I think I actually have knowledge warfare.
Whoa.
Oh.
I have knowledge warfare too.
Yeah.
Let's roll some warfare. 25.
Trying to find it. Sorry.
You probably have the same, maybe a similar bonus as I do.
Yes, it's probably comparable. Yeah.
What's yours?
14 plus 14.
14. Flaming fist.
Oh, nice.
20.
So you go up and you see that, sure enough, it appears that they're sort of in a stalemate. It seems that there's not really a path forward in this game. It looks like when one person goes to move in for the kill, then there's an opening to move again from the other side. So it looks like there really is a standstill here. And he goes, "See, I just can't find a way to do it, and it's simply bothering me." "Very well, then." And he flips the table and transforms.
Yep. Called it.
Wait, you called what?
Couldn't just be a regular
It's not a dude.
It's a Rakshasa.
It is, in fact, a Rakshasa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a fancy looking
and
one,
too. And he looks like this.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Oh.
He's an orangutan Rakshasa. Rakshasa.
I really didn't need to see that before going to bed.
So this Rakshasa, he has these very decadent robes with like gold jewelry all over him and the bangles and a massive ass pipe. And I would like you all to roll initiative.
That pipe, though. I'm like, damn.
The pipe.
It's like gold?
And he stealth. Will be rolling deception.
Yeah.
Could I use my warfare roll?
Yeah, actually.
Then yes. I got a natural 20.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. Slightly lower roll.
Oh. Let me go ahead and end the encounter here while Kelly gets the music.
I'm going to try to tap into the mysteries of the Chrono Worm. Do I beat that DC 11? Yes, I do. 36.
Damn.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and roll for him. Really quick, like.
I know I rolled well, but I'm probably still going to go last, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hope so.
What'd you roll?
I rolled 31.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going last.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I hate my life.
I don't know. Jake could roll a natural one. And
there's no way. Jake's going to get like a 45.
This thing probably has like plus 32 to its initiative.
39 total, actually. So
I'm pretty close, yeah. Not even a nat 20, John. Not even.
Why are you blaming me?
All right, so going around the table here, Grimshaw, what'd you get?
36.
Elkwood.
35 for stealth.
Okay. Benson?
Natural 20 would bring you to
38.
38. Wow.
So close.
Yeah.
That's stupid, though. Like, natural 20, and you still...
Okay, and Kezra, let me get you in here. And what was yours?
31.
31.
15. Best I can do.
Okay. The Rakshasa stands up. And he looks at you, Benson.
Mm-hmm. I figured out your game.
Would you guys be in melee with him if you were playing like playing his game with him?
Oh, if I was looking at
him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Get in melee, please.
Sure.
Kezra kind of wandered to the... What you guys were doing that, he didn't care about it. He started wandering to the east a little bit. So that's why I'm over there.
All right. Okay. He looks at you, Benson, and he says, "Your feeble mind will not belay me any longer. Please make me a will save."
Oh, no.
I don't like that.
We got boost our will, so we just need to succeed, and we get a crit succeed now.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
You can do it. Fight off his words, Benson. He can't control you.
Yeah, so 19 on the die.
Yeah.
For a...
crit success, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a crit success then.
No, I mean, I'm going to wait and catch that spell. It's stupefied. I didn't want to do that. Hold on.
Get stupefied.
We're keeping that roll then.
Yeah, Jake's like, wait, I didn't mean that spell. I meant disintegrate.
No, for some reason, I thought that Feeble Mind did the thing where it just turned you into, like, a vegetable. But,
yeah, they changed that, right?
Yeah.
Is it that, or is it, I thought it was called something else.
Never mind now.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is now?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
And right. It's an incapacitation trade, I believe, on that.
Okay.
Well, so. I mean, when you're fighting bosses...
Yeah, that's true.
They're always higher.
Oh, that... Yeah,
there's
that
been, like, true. Five no, bosses
never mind
fucking
does that
game.
On a critical fail.
Oh, okay.
The critical fail, the target's intellect is permanently reduced below that of an animal. It treats its charisma, intelligence, and wisdom modifiers as -5. Loses all class abilities that require mental faculties, including spellcasting. The target's a PC, they become an NPC under the GM's control.
That's what it is. Okay, well, that doesn't happen, luckily. So, actually, don't even worry about your will save, because he will just cast Mirror Image.
Oh, all right.
And then he will call up something from the ground.
Hand.
Nope. You guys see one race.
Ooh.
Two race.
Oh.
In addition, a large race comes floating out of the ground.
Oh.
Fuck.
It appears to be a stone giant undead race.
Oh my god.
I don't like this anymore.
Bet y'all are gonna wish we would have waited another 20 minutes, got our focus points back.
Oh, get your hand off your dick.
Go to church boy.
We went to a cabin in the woods. I will put my hand on my dick if I want to.
And I will roll initiative for these race to get them in.
And they're all gonna be above me.
Of course.
You know they're all gonna be above me.
Let's go exploring. We're gonna die. We're all gonna die. We're gonna look back at this moment and be like, what could we have done differently?
Why would we explore in this game about exploration and adventure?
This is a tactical combat game. We weren't being tactical.
We weren't min-maxing, guys.
That's the only way we could beat Jake, okay? Everyone knows Age of Ashes, this adventure is broken and is skewed towards TPKs. We're lucky. Adelar is the only one who's dead. All right.
How's your view from that soapbox?
A little slippery, okay? Okay.
Don't stable.
Tim's right, by the way. I'm just a reckless bastard.
Okay. After he goes and he casts that, it comes to Benson.
Oh, yeah.
So this is something he cast.
No. The mirror image was what he cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just called upon the wraiths.
Well, thankfully... Benson still has a fucking Warhammer. So he's going to pivot real quick and swing on the giant golem.
It's a dread race, but yeah.
I thought you said it was a stone thing.
It looks like a stone giant.
Well, it
looks like the wraith of a stone giant.
Alright, well, I'm still fucking swinging.
Yeah.
16 and 21?
37. That's a hit.
I was about to get really angry and animated.
Hey, he's right there in choking distance.
Yeah, I got long arms. 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright, not all that goes through.
I will remind you I have a Vorpal weapon.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Stupid bullshit. Okay.
I will remind Jake, though, that my weapon is Ghost Touch.
Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Leave the wraiths to me, Benson. Focus on the monkey man.
I'll swing on the monkey man with backwards hands.
He's like, that's an insult. I'm a orangutan.
How about fuck you? No, that was a 7 on the die. Second hit. There's no way it's going to be easy for me to intimidate this thing. I will attempt to intimidate it.
Attempt to intimidate the race?
No, the monkey man.
Yeah, Rakshasa. All right.
Probably really easy thing to do. 8 on the die for 29.
Fail.
Yeah.
He laughs at you.
It's all right.
Bit of a weakling.
I'm going to put those hands the right way around, you motherfucker.
Fix your hands.
Man, that's a threat. I'll fix your hands.
Also, go ahead and make me a fortitude save, because I sort of did that at the beginning of your turn.
Just me?
Yeah. You felt this wave of something come over you as the large wraith entered the room.
I'm a master of fortitude for 32.
Okay, as a success, so you are fine. Let me see if you're immune. Hold on 1 second.
We could just say yes.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Perfect sense.
Yes, you're immune for 24 hours.
Thank God.
So you're good there. All right, Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going to strike out at the Wraith to the southeast.
Okay.
You have no idea what's coming.
So you're attacking the stone giant one?
No.
No. Southeast is a little Wraith, and I'm going to make quick work of it with a nat 20!
Oh, God.
Fiery fist on the die for a nat 20!
Oh, the ghost touch, too.
It's definitely, it's definitely southwest.
Oh, wait, and Wraiths are undead? So don't you get a bonus on that, too? Death drinking or something?
Well, no, that's only if I death drank from an undead creature.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, which is the better one, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Bludgeoning or piercing?
Go bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning.
Good one, but not the better one.
No.
Staggering blow. The target is stunned too.
Oh, that's huge. Solid.
That's huge. I'll take that. Is it double DM?
Yep.
Curious, what was the other one?
Heart shot, triple damage, and for persistent bleed.
Bleed.
Bleed would have done, but the trip damn.
I mean, triple damage doesn't matter if I'm rolling ones.
I mean, stun two is nothing to sneeze at. Yeah.
22 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it is a crit, so actually I do another d6. I forgot because of my, my business. Three.
Top of that. Okay. Elkwood.
Excuse me, that was my first action.
God.
God.
All these actions you have.
I have the same amount as everyone else.
What game are we playing?
Sorry, it's just...
Use all your actions to fucking pray.
let's see, that's a living creature. I forgot they changed the Void Warp thing. Okay, so I think I'm going to strike again. Wow, I can't make this up.
Wait.
That's, no, I didn't. That's it's a 29 to hit.
Yeah, to hit.
Woohoo! I knew it would hit, because I'm like, this is a little guy.
Yeah, yeah, you guys fought these wraiths, if you remember.
At the coffee shop.
Yep, no.
Oh.
In the basement of the Thorny Rose Tavern.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You remember that these were the race of the previous...
The previous champions. Mm-hmm. Members.
I only remember the Rubens.
Yes, that's fair.
13 points of damage.
Okay. But you are now connecting who raised them.
Whoa, this guy? He is a Rakshasa.
Mm-hmm.
I know your kin. I already slain them, and I made the promise to them that I would kill you too.
And I raise my shield.
Okay. Elkwood.
Okay. So...
Fortitude save.
Yeah, that figured. I was like, I made a change. That is a 30.
Success, you're fine.
Crit success, go. All right. So, I would say that he was definitely eyeing this guy up the entire time.
The Rakshasa?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, so he doesn't need to hunt prey on him, but he's going to... mouse pad, drag over... Okay. He's going to take a move action back.
The large wraith will take an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh, shit! Wait, I'm invisible.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Jake's like scanning.
Yeah, I'm doing this, like.
Dude, the text is so small for some weird reason on the monitor. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
You need a giant-ass monitor like mine.
Yeah, I know. Should have brought my rig. Anyway. So you it does not do attack opportunity on you.
All right, so he's going to take two actions to fire an arrow at the orangutan.
Okay.
Rakshasa.
Yes.
I got it. Oh, that's gross. It'll be a 29. That was fucking.
That's a miss.
Yeah, that was a low ass roll.
Doesn't it still have a chance of destroying one of the mirror images?
It does, yes. But it's on a crit miss.
And true. I would be, unless he could see me, that would have been. I mean, his AC is probably high enough.
So. No. Even off guard.
Did you miss on him yet, John?
Yes, I did miss on him.
Yeah.
Okay, so
two
one
mirror is gone.
Okay, yeah. Two go. Okay.
Yay.
All right, and you are now visible, correct, Elkwin?
Yep.
Okay. After that, Wraithy, this is the Wraith that you were hitting in Grimshaw. It will turn to attack you. So Wraith strike. That is going to be total miss.
Yes.
Second swing. Miss.
You have no power here. Go back to the grave where you belong.
Back to the shadows with you. Missed on everything, trying to swing at you. And Kesher.
The room erupts with blue crackling lightning.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
As I unleash chain lightning.
Yes. Hell yes.
I will go North Wraith first.
Okay.
Then South Wraith.
Okay.
Then Stone Giant Wraith, then Rakshasa.
Oh yeah, that is the perfect order.
There it is. Alright, so
reflex save.
Okay, so reflex save from the first one. I can imagine this is not gonna be a good roll.
Every time he has a spell, I just think AC/DC is playing in the background.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 27.
Fail.
Okay. And then the other small race.
Yep.
As long as
he doesn't get the nat 20s.
No natural 20, so fail again. Big race now.
And this is a stone giant wraith.
Yes.
Reflex is probably even worse.
Okay.
Probably higher.
34, so success.
Success.
But not crit.
Okay. And then.
Come on, give me something shitty. Some shitty rolls here.
Fail, actually.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was good. That was really good.
Love that.
Big damage coming out.
See how these 8d12s are going to do. All right. Pretty good. 62 damage.
Oh.
Whoa.
Big damage.
31 for the stone giant.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we call a game changer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
62. The one Wraith that was already hit, that one's dead.
Yes!
Yes!
Good.
Let's go.
Oh my god. Get the mobs out of here.
My last 6th level spell.
It worked.
And I just landed like 2 hits on that, so the one to the north is probably not long for this world.
Again.
Okay. Alright, anything else?
Yes, I worry about that Rakshasa doing something shitty to me.
As you should.
Bastard.
I cast. It was the elf, not me.
It was him.
Kezra will... He's going to move into the other room behind the wall.
So you go down the stairs and you go behind the wall. You're in another room.
Take some cover.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Classic catch up.
All right.
Just either that or cast shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, run away. That's a great idea.
Okay.
I unleashed a giant spell that does a ton of damage, and I know he's a spellcaster. He's going to try to fuck me up.
I mean, that's very true.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Do you want Kezra controlled, dominated?
Yeah, like, he's not going to, like, shoot something at me. He's going to, like, incapacitate me entirely.
That's a good point.
Yep. Okay. Regular Wraith, so this is the one that is still alive. It is going to go... I think it's going to go after Elgwyn.
Oh.
So it slides on over, and it's going to try and hit you.
No.
It will. It'll try. It'll miss, though.
Okay.
Yeah, miss with both.
Good talk.
Right. Big race.
Run after Kezra.
He just books it.
It is, in fact, going to chase after Kezra.
Oh, wow. All
right.
We were just joking, but yeah, all right. That happens.
The Dread Wraith seems to move away from the Rakshasa and begins chasing after Kezra down the hallway. And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, no! Dread Wraith, don't do it!
Wood cabin! Fucking crazy shit!
Oh, my God.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I see you there, watching cartoons in your underwear. We've all been there. And I know what you need. You need some new dice. Head on over to MistyMountainGaming.com right now. Check out their Crit and Clean Spring Pre-Order event, where you can get all sorts of stuff ahead of everybody else with pre-orders. And you can get 10% off all of these pre-order items. And make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for an extra 10% off your entire order. See you in the next episode.